From the New Jersey Times, I'm Alingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. The Texas legislature was unable to pass a bill aimed to change voting laws when state Democrats walked out. Without a quorum, the legislative session ended, but the battle still rages. Today, an interview with Rick, a Texas Republican lawmaker. It's Thursday, June 3rd. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbaro, who not only would clip his toenails at the kitchen table, but today also chose to cover the Texas legislature. Luckily, we were still able to score an interview with a member of the legislature, State Representative Rick.
Howdy.
Sorry, Rick, I don't have your last name.
Oh, no, it's just Rick.
Oh, like Cher?
No, like Rick.
Okay. Representative Rick, I want to talk about Sunday night when the Democrats from the Texas House of Representatives walked out. What happened exactly?
A bunch of cowards. They just fled like chickens. But that's what happens. We were all excited because we were going to pass this bill to make voting fair for whites. And suddenly the Democrats just left. It felt like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yes, it was an unexpected twist.
No, because everybody was leaving.
Okay. So talk to me about the bill that led to this walkout, SB7.
SB7.
Yes.
Yes, Senate Bill 7.
It has quite a few controversial provisions in it.
Not the way I see it, Ingon. We're just trying to protect our elections. See, Democrats have been winning, and we looked into it, and it turns out it's because of these dang free and fair elections, and that's unfair to Republicans. So we're just trying to fix that.
Well, some of these provisions seem clearly targeted at curbing the minority vote. For example, the law would limit early voting on Sunday so you couldn't vote before 1 p.m., and this would limit the souls to the polls tradition where Black church members go vote right after the Sunday service.
Well, look, Al, the Black church should embrace this because we're saying, hey, let's extend mass to 1 p.m. Sleep in. Y'all love that. It'll actually make those folks spend more time in church and less time, you know, committing crimes and rapping, you know. So, how is that racist?
Well, what about this provision to remove drive-through?
I love my country, goddammit.
This provision to remove drive-through voting and 24-hour voting. This was very popular amongst Black and Hispanic voters who in Harris County cast more than half of the votes that were submitted in these ways.
We are trying to stop voter fraud, Ale Ingon. It's just too easy to commit frauds with a drive-through vote. I mean, you just vote, you circle around, and then you vote again. Here in Texas, we do this all the time. I order a few Big Macs, I finish them, I drive around, and I get me some more of them. Sometimes I leave the legislation, but before I get home, I've hit 2-3 drive-throughs. It's a Texas run. That's what we do.
Okay, but voter fraud, there hasn't been proof of any...
Plus, you ever try to order something at a drive-through and they don't hear you right? Because they're mostly Spanish-speaking folks. You try to order 4 Big Macs and they heard it is 4 McMuffins. I mean, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Why would I be ordering that? You can't have that with voting.
Well, what about banning 24-hour voting? Shouldn't we be expanding instead of constricting voting rights?
Look, Al. Nobody makes a good decision at 2 a.m., okay? I mean, like at 2 a.m., sometimes I look at videos of men performing sexual acts on other men. I mean, that doesn't mean that's what I actually want. That's just 2 a.m. Rick doing 2 a.m. Rick. And sometimes 2 p.m. Rick. And sometimes 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Sometimes while I'm at work. Sometimes when I'm voting. But the point is, we need order.
Well, it just seems there's a gaping hypocrisy here.
Gross.
On the one hand, Texas claims to be about individual liberty, but on the other hand, it's seeking to pass voting legislation that
clearly restricts that very liberty.
Now, Al, we believe in individual liberty, so long as that liberty is used to conform to exactly what we want.
Okay, we'll be right back.
After a year of isolation, most of us have forgotten how to have basic social interaction. That's why we created Don't Do That, an online course that teaches you normal behavior you've forgotten. We go through subjects like, should I step outside without pants on? No, don't do that. Do I introduce myself to the hot guy at the gym by licking his face? No, don't do that. Do I tell small children that the world is cruel and unpredictable and will rob you of even your smallest joys? No, don't do that. Learn more at our website. And for $5 off, use promo code AWHELLNO.
Before the break, Rick, we were talking about the Texas legislature. What's interesting is that state lawmakers weren't actually as hardlined in the 80s, 90s, even early 2000s. What happened that changed?
Well, firstly, Barack Hussein Obama became president, and that really struck a chord.
Mm-hmm. What else?
That's about it.
Well, it does seem that it was more than just that. The demographics in Texas are shifting. And in 2018, for example, Democrat Beto O'Rourke only lost to Ted Cruz in the Senate race by a few percentage points.
To be honest, that spooked us a bit. It was like seeing a black man in a hoodie. It made us pause, made us reach down, see where our concealed carry was, just to be safe, just to be ready. So we changed tactics a bit. We passed moderate legislation the following year, just not to rock the boat. And we told Ted Cruz to grow a beard because we thought it would make the Republican Party look manlier. Of course, we did not realize how creepy that beard would be. It's like you have a weird, creepy mannequin in a store. You want to get rid of it or you want to fix it. You try and put a beard on it, and that just makes it look like a predator.
Okay, so 2020 rolls around. There's talk of a blue wave, that the Texas House might actually turn blue if Democrats flip 9 seats.
Okay, sure, but that just didn't happen. It's like conversion therapy. I thought it would change things. I tried so goddamn hard, but no. So we retained the House. So this session, our Republicans, we just went hard.
Right. In addition to this voting bill, this term, you passed legislation that bans abortions past 6 weeks, even though some women don't know they're pregnant until after 6 weeks, and also also passed a bill that allows basically anybody over 21 to buy a gun without a permit.
Yes, sir. We are pro-life and pro-gun, and I don't see how you could possibly point to any contradiction in those two stances.
Well, doesn't increasing guns increase murder?
No. Al, that's a myth, like homosexuality and the female orgasm and the tooth fairy.
Is it true that in Texas, the state legislators are part-time? It seems you have one session that lasts 140 days every 2 years, so you all have other jobs.
Oh, yes, sir. We are not what you would call professionals, like the guy who wanted to ban transgender students from playing on the sports team they identify with. He's a CPA.
Are you joking?
No, I don't joke. That's actually true.
Isn't there a concern that these conservative bills, abortion, guns, voting, will backfire and animate the increasingly Democratic voter base present in Texas?
Look, Al, I'm a Texas Republican, okay? What that means is we do not think things out that far in advance. We shoot first and we ask questions later, or preferably never. So I'm being honest with you, okay? We actually had some even more conservative bills lined up that y'all didn't even see.
Even more conservative?
Oh, sure. There's a bill some Republicans were excited about that were babies have to carry guns. That was a day zero bill. Another one, that's a holiday where we finally recognize and celebrate straight pride. Another day where rich people just get to beat up poor people. And then one I sponsor personally, where it's illegal to even call something racist.
I'm curious, what do these bills accomplish?
It's about proving you're conservative enough to win the Republican primary so you can keep your job. It's like in the mafia where you got to kill somebody to prove your loyalty. We do the same thing, except instead of killing a person, we got to kill voting rights and sometimes a person.
Yes. Getting back to this voting bill, the Democrats walked out and the session term ended. So what happens now?
Governor Abbott will call a special session and we'll vote on it then, because it was completely unfair what the Democrats did. Just outrageous.
So you thought it was wrong for the Democrats to walk out and strip you of your right to vote on this?
That's right, Al. Nobody, and I mean nobody, should unfairly take away somebody's right to vote on a bill that would unfairly take away somebody's right to vote.
Thanks, Rick. We'll be right back.
Verizon has the largest, most reliable 5G network in the country. But what if you're talking to somebody and you want the call to drop? Boost Mobile offers you the country's least reliable network, so you'll always have an excuse for why the call ended. Boost Mobile, the country's most blamed provider.
Here's what else you need to know today. Donald Trump is shutting down his blog after it didn't receive enough traffic. Trump insists his site did get enough visitors, but that the internet didn't count them. Today's guest was comedian Ray Harrington. Follow him on Twitter at Ray Harrington. Links are in the show notes. And subscribe to the podcast for a new episode every day and to binge on past sketches. That's it for The Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.